The first thing I'd like to ask you about then are the benefits of reflective practice and how you feel it benefits you as a teacher and your learners in your classroom.
Well, there are many benefits to reflective practice. The advantages for me personally as a teacher is growing in confidence. So when I remember starting teaching, obviously you are being nice and you are trying to deliver your lesson, but your confidence of what you are doing, the structure of your doing, for example, is not crisp clear in your mind. However, with going back and revisiting what I have been doing over the years, you are more sure of what you are, what I'm personally doing. So I can focus my teaching, I can target it to the outcome that is a desired outcome for the particular group and particular subject that I'm doing. So.
Yeah, I remember the first moments of teaching as something kind of stressful. You worry a lot, you think, you overthink about how your teaching is being. You are not confident about what you're doing well and what you're doing wrong. So being a reflective practitioner, in my opinion, is to use those strategies like finding help in other professionals, having a chat, reading something, and rethink again your practice and becoming, as you said, more confident with what are you doing well and identifying and focus what is the areas you can improve.
Being a reflective practice, in my opinion, has helped my practice by developing my strategies in the classroom, as well targeting better the learning outcome for my classroom, being more inclusive, know more about the cultural differences between my students. And the aim has been to be more collaborative with the staff and also teaching the children how to be independent learners as well.
Yes, I mean, in terms of learners, for me personally, is you know, I became more of a better role model to my students, because obviously we want them to reflect, but how come we, you know, we have to practice what we are saying to them. So you could share experiences.
How do you think you've developed into a reflective practitioner? If you were starting again, do you think you would need the support of a more experienced colleague? Do you think it's something that you develop into?
Well, I think looking back again, when I first started as a teacher, it was difficult to reflect into practice. You feel kind of embarrassed because you're doing something wrong and somebody is pointing at you, or you yourself, you are pointing at yourself, and it's kind of frustrating or worrying. But I think the important thing is that you start a learning process. So you start practicing some strategies, gathering some facts, gathering opinions from other people, and that builds your confidence, so you are less worried about making mistakes and you are using them to improve step by step.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think it's very important to have the guidance from a colleague, very experienced, to transfer the knowledge and to save you time and put it into practice to the aim of beginning your practice and the achievement of the children.